This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Questionable sanitary conditions were found during an inspection of a Colorado Springs food processing facility. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports the FDA investigation followed a deadly E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's last year.
The list also includes pooling water and processing food in rooms at temperatures that support the growth of pathogenic organisms like Listeria. The roughly two-week inspection of the Taylor Farms facility also revealed a second strain of E. coli. The FDA says the strain of E. coli in the outbreak was not found in onion and environmental samples, but that traceback evidence shows the recalled onions were the likely source of contamination. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Denver is closing a hotel it's used as a shelter to support Mayor Mike Johnston's homelessness plan. Denverite's Kevin Beatty.
The city took over a Radisson Hotel in late 2023, which added 220 rooms to a network of shelters that Johnston relied on to close sprawling sidewalk encampments. But moving people out of transitional rooms and into real housing has been a bottleneck in the mayor's plan. Johnston said the $10 million saved on the hotel will go to housing navigation and short-term vouchers. But critics worry those vouchers will set some people up to fail, and that some people will face eviction after that support expires. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett questioned Scott Bessent, the nominee for Treasury Secretary, Thursday. The next administration and Republicans in Congress want to extend certain tax cuts, but Bennett argued those cuts increased the debt and benefited the wealthy.
Can't we think of a better idea than cutting taxes for the wealthiest people and expecting that it will trickle down?
Bessent disagreed. He argued the government has a spending problem. This is CPR News and KRCC.